Well, that just happened. What the hell did we just see there? In the first class league, they had their first championship match against with Nick the Spoiler Harley and Kofi Outlaw. Spectacular match. Like, the actual match was amazing to watch. It went
great job.
11 questions into sudden death. The Spoiler wins, and I don't even know what to say after that, whatever happened there in that post-match. I really don't. It was entertaining. I'll give you that.
How can I put this lightly? Remember the Snyder Cut and how it went 4 fucking hours? And then it had a great way to end it, you know, with Superman coming out there, ripping open his shirt. And, you know, the S on his chest, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's the end. That's how you do an end to superhero stories. And then you have the fucking epilogues and the nightmare sequence, and it's just like, what the fuck is this? So that's what happened here today.
Not a bad comparison. I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty good comparison.
Yeah, what did you think I was about to do? Just do a random Snyder shit on? No. I mean, it is, but...
I was expecting that with you.
Yeah, but, I mean, it still is. But, I mean, that's the whole point of it, is... We had a lot of great stuff that just happened there. And then it's like, all right, how can we fuck it up? now I get this idea of vacating a belt afterwards when you're pulled up to the league. Harley did an awesome job today.
He did.
Kofi also had an awesome job. When you go that far into sudden death, sometimes it's a matter of just – who blinks first, you can be exhausted when you go that far. Like when we, like with Damon DeMolanta, something similar happened. Cause you know how like those questions were like fairly easy to them. Same thing kind of happened here. It's like, you could tell that they like just knew all the answers until someone was just like they had a brain fart. That's what happened with Kofi. So, yeah, well, shoot the link.
Okay, I will.
I'm good for like an hour on here. I know that we want to talk some stuff from the previous week, but thoughts on that?
I thought the match itself was great. I didn't like the whole. I mean, it's not that far of a stretch that the belt goes to the Flirtin' Flaus. He did win the number one contender match. So he was slated to have a title match.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the same thing as winning a belt.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
like...
not the biggest fan of the character in general. I think it's been way overplayed. It was funny at first, 9 months ago, or whenever that was. They started doing that stuff in studio, but it's just I'm just not a fan of it.
It's. I it's like we're trying to like spin our wheels here for a moment, but also like at the same time, it's like we do love a lot of this stuff, and we don't want to say something in a way that ends up coming off like you know, mean or disrespectful. Even though I definitely just said, how can we fuck this up? And all right, so mine was pretty mean and disrespectful.
I'm just saying I didn't like it, and it's okay to say you don't like something. I'm not trashing it.
That's how I would say I. Do not like the creative decision behind it. Because we know that the actual matches themselves, that's just who you play and the questions you get. Yeah. And all that's real. Then there's storyline stuff built out of that too. So part of it's fiction, part of it's real. And this is one of those cases in which you have the real sports kind of like going for the belt. And you know, people playing through, kind of like clashing with this idea of story and character and other stuff. And sometimes it works well. I believe that my personal belief is that this time around, I don't think that it works as well. But I also, you know, to be perfectly honest, I think Brett Sheridan is a great personality. I love seeing him on. Mm-hmm. I love watching
I love
him.
Brett.
I'm sick of the character of Flaus. I think what happened with it was very funny early on
quarantine,
but then it's one of those things where like sometimes it gets old quick. And like, that's why sometimes in like the heyday of like SNL, you didn't see the same character every single week or something. You saw them like once or twice a season.
Yeah.
And so I feel like they overdid it with Flaws. So,
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a guest here. He asked to come on. I don't know why. I'm very intrigued to see this. What's up, Shug?
Yo, what's going on? I'm covered by the signs over here.
I fixed it.
If you don't notice by the name.
You do that.
You covered it up, Chris. What's going on, guys? What's going on, Jeff, Buck, my two favorite people? How you doing today?
We're doing well. We're just talking about that FCL match. You wanted to come on. Do you want to talk about this match, or do you want to talk about the other matches from last week? Is why
you we could talk about whatever you want. But that was a great FCL match. And
yes, it was.
Shout out to FCL. That was an awesome match. Sorry, I'm in the tank top. It is hot in California, so
it's hot in Phoenix.
It's what is it, like 117 in there?
Yes, like, it's 114 right now.
Go cook a steak outside, Brandon, and tell me how that goes out. But look,
65.
Right. But look, that was a great match. Shout out to Kofi and to Nick because they did amazing. Look, Kofi went perfect. Had a good first round, and you know what? It's not over until you say it's over. And Nick fought his way back, and you know he gave a lot of like he was gonna miss a question, and man, he just did amazing. So shout out to the spoiler, and you know there's people losing it on Twitter right now about what happened afterwards, which is hilarious. I'm here to see it, but yeah, man, that's you know, hey, that's a good start for the FCL. You know, that really is. You know,
yeah, the matches, all of them, I feel like have been spectacular. Like they've all been really, really good matches.
Yeah, I think that you know, the actual players and whatnot in the FCL, what we've seen, some players their skill in trivia have left some things to be desired. Others, it's obvious that they're ready to take on a little more difficult or you know, schmodown level type questions. But it's definitely a good breeding ground. I think that this of the matches I've seen, this was probably the best one. I mean, it was the best one.
As it should be. It was the championship
match. It's obvious
match.
The work that we see a lot of great work between, you know, Brad and Steph together. We know, like, we all know PLD. We know the work that goes into it behind the scenes is a lot. And so kudos to PLD and the crew and the rest of the writing crew in there. And it's just of which, you know, you work with some of them. It's they do a great job.
Who do I work with?
Who do you work Matt. With?
Matt.
Who's Matt?
Anyways, so I think that
you're talking about Spin From Real. That's Chris Lopez. Yeah.
Is there no one Who's else Matt? Over there? Is there Matt? No one else over there?
Oh, that guy. Oh yeah, Winston's best friend. Now I know who you're talking about. Winston Marshall's best friend. Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it his little brother?
Or little brother, you know, whatever. I forget what they're calling each other.
But no, yeah, it's that was a good match.
Brother, he says little brother. Winston calls him son. It's like, is he his father? Is he his brother? What is this, the end of Chinatown? I think
it's a good one. A good one.
But the match itself, great. The story decision afterwards is it falters for me, guys.
Yeah,
it doesn't,
not a fan.
It doesn't ring true. And as a result, I am what they would call not a fan of that.
Really?
Decision. Yeah.
Of the decision, not of the league or anything like that, but the decision.
No, not yeah. Of the league. No. Of
the storyline decision. Yeah.
This creative decision.
Look at Jeff. If you don't like the FCL, you go on Reddit to talk about it. Okay, and we love Reddit around here, so we'll go into it.
We love Reddit.
We love Reddit.
Everything terrible is said, right?
Yeah, but going back to the decision to do this, I look at it two ways, to be honest with you. Yes, Is it a terrible decision? Probably. Okay. But let me tell you something. What are people going to be talking about? They're going to be talking about it. That's and true. People are going to tune in to see what happens now. Is the Floss gonna defend?
Defend, yeah.
If he does, how good is he going to be? Or is he not going to defend and they're going to make a decision where he has to give up the belt or something happens? So people are going to tune in next Tuesday to see what happens. And whether or not you like the decision, it's kind of genius. Because everybody was put in the chat was like, oh, he's bringing Roxy in. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody saw this. You know, except for people that like to give spoilers. You know who I'm talking about.
I guess I have one issue, which is if Warfather won, if Warfather had won, would the same creative decision have been made?
Maybe. I don't know. When we'll you know when know. He was yeah, we would never know. I mean, that maybe the decision is still made because of them piss people off even more. Because not only did he lose his first match in the FCL, but then now he gets the belt right away, so it makes it worse. So no, I said if maybe
one like if Warfather
no if won, Warf- if Warfather wins and Nick still gives the belt to Flaus, it's even worse because he lost.
No. What I meant was if Warfather won. Would the same thing have been made, give the belt to the number one contender winner? Meaning,
would it have been give given it to Warfather. Warfather?
No, I don't think even – I don't even think this was giving it to the number one contender. I think it was just giving it straight to Flaus. That's what I was saying. If Warfather still wins, he still gives the belt to Flaus and pisses off everybody. Scary.
Yeah, it was his first and only match. I unfortunately was also taking care of some other things, so I wasn't able to catch the Warfather Brett one live. But I mean, we know that I keep saying Brett Flaus. I mean, it's the same brain. That you know, he didn't have to go to his five. So I mean, good for him. I'm interested to see who he's put up against. And I'm interested.
David Campbell or Maxwell Haddad.
I think it's going to be
Flaus gets blown out. I don't care. People can say whatever Montano. They want and get mad at me for saying this.
Yeah, but
if Flaus plays Maxwell Haddad, he's getting blown out. Like
who is? Of course. Who's going to get Flaus. Blown out?
Okay. If Flaus plays Maxwell, Maxwell's blowing out the Flaus.
If Flaus plays most of the people.
If Flaus plays Buck, he's getting blown
up. Thank you. I appreciate the confidence.
We were watching. Buck was getting a pretty good amount of questions right. I was proud.
I know
of him.
Buck. I know. Buck's played before. I've watched his match before, so I absolutely believe in Buck 100%. And I'm not trying to diss Brett or anything, but let's just be honest. We know he has a lot. He's a father. He's busy.
It's not a diss against Brett to point out that he might not necessarily.
No, he did beat the Warfather. He did beat the Warfather. I mean,
That's a,
so I think that's enough talk on FCL. Really looking forward to Nick played very well leaving and going into the movie Trivia Schmodown. So I'm curious to see how long it's going to be until he gets a match in the movie Trivia Schmodown.
If I'm Christian, I get him a match right away.
If Nick can get
his feet under him and get his first win, maybe a second one, by the time the singles tournament rolls around, this is a great commodity for Roxy because we were talking on Spin from the Reel last night.
I was going to cite you in conversation today.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. That's why I love the fact that we watch each other's shows to bring up stuff that we talk about. But and if you look at Roxy's. There we go. If you look at Roxy's roster, singles-wise, she's kind of in trouble. And now that Nick's coming up and he looks as good, if Nick can get a win under his belt and be able to play in the MTS, this might be a blessing for Roxy where she could put him in and he could get a one or two wins in the singles tournament. And then you're building a star. because he's already starting out. Look at, yeah, you're point intended, but I mean, he's already looking good. He's already got some heat behind him. Imagine he gets his first match and he wins. Now people are a little more upset because this guy won the FCL and then he gave up the belt to the Flaws to make him. And he starts to get heat. This is actually very good for Roxy. This is actually very good. Agreed. For her.
I agree with everything you say there. I get what you mean with the whole, like, well, people might get mad. They might get heated. They're definitely going to see what happens next. That is true. Creatively, though, I still disagree with it. But you know what? I'm also not the one behind the scenes there, so I might not know what the grand plan is. That was when we got on here, it was literally after it was announced, so that was like the immediate first thoughts unfiltered before processing it. So, I mean, we will see what happens. But why don't we run through the matches real quick here? Because I know I'm here for an hour. So I want to get in as much as we can.
Match number one of last.
When I first started talking.
We really should have. FCL. Yeah, oh, probably well. Should have.
Yeah, whatever.
So match number one was the final match before the tournament final in the Star Wars tournament. We had Zach Burkett versus Gold Leader. It was a perfect match for both of them. The only reason Zach lost was he checked down. In round two. That was the difference in the match.
This is a huge thing that we've seen in the last 2 weeks. We've watched this happen, what now? Is this the four times we've watched someone lose because of a 1 point check down? Otherwise, they were equal the whole time. Four times in the last 2 weeks when you incorporate Oyama versus Irwin, because they were equal and they would have been tied if it wasn't for his check down. Now we got Burkett versus Gold Leader. Then we got the other two matches that we're going to talk, some other matches from this week we're going to talk about later on. But like it's an interesting trend to see. And it's all happening with people that are playing at the highest possible tier. Every point matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Jeff. You're absolutely right about that, especially in the Star Wars division. Like I said last night on the Spin from the Reel, Gold Leader proved, you know, he wasn't talked about as much. More of the Dragon Con people were talked about. And he proved a point. But also, too, Zach Burkett, Marie Wilson, and later we'll talk about Thomas Harper also proved a point that they picked all these rookies. And think about that. That's four rookies I just talked about. Gold Leader, Thomas Harper, Marie Wilson, and Zach Burkett all looked like veterans of the Schmodown and all looked amazing playing Star Wars. So you're excited about the future, excited about Zach's future and what they can do in that second, if he's going to be in that second tournament. But with being on the Stars, you have Alex Damon possibly being in that second tournament. So we'll see what happens. There might be a possibility that both of them be in that tournament. So it's super exciting. But Gold Leader's a legit, man. I said it last night. He has the possibility of winning a belt in the near future. I don't know. I mean, I think maybe if Thomas Harper has to go on duty, or maybe he has to go do an important case, maybe represent me in court. That's why he'll vacate the belt, and then maybe Gold Leader will win it. But I could see Gold Leader winning a belt. All jokes aside, you know, Thomas Harper's good, but you know, I could see Gold Leader winning a belt and or winning the tournament. You know, so we're gonna see what happens. What about you, Brandon? What'd you think, man?
I thought it was a fantastic match. I was rooting for Zach there, just because I'm not a biggest fan of the Finstock Exchange. But if you would have asked me a couple days ago, it wouldn't have been so bad. But something happened yesterday that really pissed me off about the Finstock Exchange and the person involved in the Finstock Exchange that really grind my gears. So I'm not the biggest fan of them anymore. So
I think it has to do with specific people. I think that Gold Leader, and Gucci, those two guys, like, Gucci's always fun to follow. And Gold Leader is, he's a riot, man. He's like, he's fun to watch in the match itself. And then his polls, like the polls that he puts up online, and then you see his mom come in there and just like just totally talk shit on him every time that he shares something online. It's one of the best. It's one of my favorite things when it comes to Gold Leader. Is like his social media interactions almost always have this weird sense of humor about it, but then also his mom comes in and immediately like cuts him down, and it's really funny to see every single time. Especially that last poll that he had shared on the Facebook page this past weekend after the pay-per-view.
After the match was over. Yeah.
Real nail biter. Yeah. When after the match was over, he posted the poll on Facebook, but only gave himself as a choice. He did it twice.
It's hilarious. He's got a good gimmick going. He's underdog gimmick.
Great.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great, but it's funny because it's like it's not even just like an it's not necessarily just an underdog gimmick. It's like it's an underdog gimmick that knows that he's knowing he's winking at the audience with this bullshit that he's pulling, and I think that it just adds to it when his mom just immediately calls him out on the bullshit every time. that's great. So
yeah. Gold Leader wins the match, and we'll get into his next match, which was against Thomas Hubbard, which was one of the matches at the pay-per-view. Next match, this one was awful. This one was downright garbage from both. Round one was so bad. They both did terrible. It was 4-3. 4-3 after round one. Maybe not the best gameplay choices from Sabrina there, giving Klee Harrison Ford, because she went perfect, and that was the difference really in the match, because Sabrina struggled with Star Trek.
So yeah, hold on one second. Go ahead, Jeff. Real quick, only because I had missed this match, and then I went through just to watch all the questions and everything. So I clicked through the wheel. Did Klee land on opponents and then she handed?
Yes, they both did. They both did.
So it was a double opponent's choice.
Double opponent's choice, yeah.
And then she happened to choose what ended up being probably a strength for Klee.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about yesterday. I had said my only – because I understand the first round was probably just, look, nerves. Maybe it was just a bad game. I get it. But – my only criticism was, did Koi and Sabrina have a game plan when it came to, if you know, opponent's choice? That's been my criticism of Gucci when he was managing Emily Rose, when they had that match and she got opponent's choice where she didn't, or she got spinner's choice and didn't really seem like they had a plan. Going back and watching the post interview. Sabrina said that she really knew Harrison Ford's filmography, and it was one of her dad's favorite actors, and so she felt like it was a good choice for her. If that's the case, that's fine. The problem is with Klee. No, she's only played one match. She played a barbarian, so nobody knows her strengths or weaknesses. My criticism was, look, if you don't know her strengths or weaknesses, you need to go with your strength. And maybe she thought Harrison Ford was her strength, but I always thought it was YA movies or rom-com, and just hope that that's not her strength to get the steals, because Klee just absolutely crushed it. And then Sabrina spun opponent's choice. Klee gives her Star Trek. Sabrina answers one question and then misses the rest. And had it been that she did not check down, I feel like Klee would have got 2 points every time. She looked like she knew the category really well. So that's my only criticism, is that maybe Sabrina should have gave her rom-coms and just hoped that she just wasn't good at it. And I understand her explanation at the end of the match, but you only scored 3 points in that first round. You're down one, and your opponent gets opponent's choice. You kind of have to go for broke here, because you know if they go perfect or anything, you're really behind the ball. Because then if you miss any questions and they get a steal, this possible knockout, this possible TKO, you're trying to get to the third round. So to me, I think she should have gave her rom-com. And
I think this is correct.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Yeah, I think she put Star Trek, or Or we were saying you go with the lesser category that neither one of you know and just hope you get some points, where she could have went with wrestlers and film. I could put money on it. I don't think either one of them probably knew wrestlers and film except Dwayne Johnson, you know, The Rock. So I don't know. Like in that situation, I think you have to go for broke and just give her rom-coms and just hope she checks down or she misses so you can get those steals. Because if you do that, if you're able to do that, then you're able to keep the game a lot closer, and you can possibly make it out into the third round.
Let me know if there's an echo, by the way. My headphones just died, so I just plugged them in. So
no, you're good, buddy.
You sound good.
Yeah, so that's just my thoughts. And look, a lot of people went after Sabrina unfairly. We had this conversation last night. If you want to criticize her gameplay, her strategy, go for it. I don't think anybody should be criticized for that. I mean, as fans. But be fair about it. Don't be overly critical of it. But talking about how her looks or anything like that,
which has nothing to do
with it. Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. And you're just being a jerk now. I don't want to cuss on the show because I don't know if we can.
You can fucking say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. Yeah, but you shouldn't be a dick like that. Like, that's just uncalled for. And to a degree, we understand that these players don't get paid a lot. So the commitment sometimes is rough, even though we want commitment. Like, obviously, if you watch the Patreon match, you're going to see somebody that's really committed to the
freaking Yes, match you will.
And I like that. I understand players that are not as committed, but you get players that are committed. Ben Baby, even Dan. Dan is like, you know, he's committed, but he's got other things going on, but he's still committed. As fans, we want to see that, but sometimes just people just can't commit. Sabrina's got a lot going on. She has a lot of podcasts. She has a personal life. She has, you know, she has a career. It's just sometimes that happens, and you can't. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can dogpile on her, but what is it going to do for her? It's not going to do anything. You know, if you want to be critical, but don't dogpile on someone. Just say, okay, this is what I thought, and leave it at that. Don't keep going and going and going. I think that's one of the problems I see with our fandom is we just keep going and going. There's certain people that just want to go after certain people.
At the end of the day, it wasn't a good game. She didn't look good. This is another one of those situations where it's like, Klee looked great in round two, but she looked bad in round one. She got a KO not because of her own gameplay. She got a KO because of a lack of gameplay or a lack of correct points on Sabrina's part. And that's the thing. We also know, like a lot of us know from a lot of things that Sabrina does, she has a wealth of knowledge. This day was just a day where out of the infinite number of questions that could be asked about any movies, she got ones about movies that she just happened to not know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
it sucks. It just happens that way. Sometimes you just get asked about movies you just don't know the answer.
I mean, granted, I'm pretty sure that she still got more Star Trek questions right than at least one IG player might have. But you know,
I wonder who you're referring to.
Yeah, it's true. But just kind of going back on Klee, though, you know, she looked good in round two. You know, we'll see, and even against the Barbarian, she looked good in round three. So she just maybe needs to get over round one a little bit more. You know, a little bit more practice, maybe nerves. I don't know. Because think about it. She's only played – this is her second match ever.
Yeah, and
also this is Sabrina's second match too. So
yeah,
I know we need to not be so hard on her.
For Sabrina's – like her first match, I mean, I got that – I got her five-pointer, but I also remember what it was. Like I got it because that's one of the things that I pay attention to more. But that is a difficult question to ask. People aren't paying attention to – a producer who has nominations for Best Picture Oscars, because that's not a topic that's normally asked about. So like when she had that question, she got it wrong and she lost the match on her five to that. Like that was like people remember that as like shitting the bed, but like no, she lost on a very difficult five pointer in an area of the Oscars that people aren't normally studying for the Schmodown. So I mean it's just a matter of sometimes now. You know, I think the questions are a little more evenly spaced in terms of the kind of stuff that they get. But yeah. I think that if she gets to come again, she'll hopefully be able to do a little better. However, and without saying anything, you know, about spoiling future things, the Shazam is in this weird spot where they have a couple of key players that are doing really well, but then not much else.
Yeah. Oh, you got Shazam. Oh, you're talking about the Mercs, because they have Shazam and they have Demolanta, and then they have Demo and those two team and Demolanta are carrying the Mercs because they're under 500. They're losing. They have a losing record. But Demolanta, he's 2-0 this year. And Shazam, you know, they won the title. Or they're also 2-0. They're also 2-0.
As you know, Buck and I both. Pretty open about it. Big supporters of the dungeon. You look at the scores. Those scores definitely include a lot of points from Dan and Ben between their teams and their singles matches. And, you know, and Mara from those title stuff. You take away those three players and it's a whole different story. So this is that's one of the things when it comes to like these higher up factions in the points, a couple players make a huge difference in the standings. Yeah.
Absolutely. And what kind of production are you getting out of your rookies? Look, Mercs are not getting production out of the rookies. They're not getting
exchange. They're, like, look, they might have gotten some big points out of like the tournaments. From Gold Leader and from Rushmore. Because those are all like 3 points or whatever, or 4 points, whatever those are. But like, even without that, just their rookies are, when you add up all those points, they're doing the best with their rookie class. And yes, a lot of them go up against other rookies, and we have to see what a lot of them do with their second or their third or whatever. But at the end of the day, they're individually doing they're doing gangbusters with a lot of that stuff. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, Gucci kind of wising up a bit behind the scenes on how to be a digital manager. A lot of that has to do with Craig Barbarian stepping in and helping build that dossier and running a real tight ship now. But yeah, I mean, they're able to stay up as high as they are in the standings without a single title match boosting their points.
It's huge, and tournament time is going to be huge. Tournament time for the singles, and if we get another teams, is going to be huge, because it's going to be whoever you put in, obviously you're going to put your big guns, but that fourth person is either going to be a rookie or a new player, and are they going to be able to get you one or two wins in this tournament? Yeah, and if they're able to, that's what's going to make a big decision. Also, two upsets. Look, I said if Ben Bateman goes into the singles tournament and gets upset in the first two rounds, that's a big blow to the dungeon. If Dan doesn't have the belt and he gets upset in the first two rounds, that's huge. You expect those guys to be in the semis or in the finals.
I think if Dan goes into the singles tournament, odds are he's going to lose in the first two rounds. He doesn't do well in tournaments. He's never done. This past team's tournament was the farthest he's ever gotten.
Well, I mean, this team's tournament is also kind of smaller because it was like boom, 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 that's it. But yeah, in general, this is the first time he's ever officially been a winner of a tournament.
Which means if Dan is in the singles tournament, that means he's probably lost to Kevin Smith or Marisol or Bateman or Irwin, because he's not going to have the belt. That's why Dan's never in the singles tournament, because he most of the time already has the belt.
Yeah, whenever he's been in a tournament, this is the first time he's ever won anything. Otherwise, it's just because he's always holding that fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's look, you can't deny Dan Merle is not the greatest.
All right, let's try
with just achievements.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard. You know, look at I'm not like a Dan Merle stan, but you can't look at him and see what he's done and say, oh yeah, he's not the greatest. I mean, he's done everything.
Singles, yes. Teams, that's where you can have a discussion on whether he is.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about overall player. If you just look at an overall player, singles, teams, IG, Star Wars, I mean, the man has just done it. He's done it all. Like, he's lost a belt, come back, beat some of the best players. You know, he's a great player. So,
anyways, Dan Merle, Star Wars. Back to that. Let's talk about. We talked about this. Ah, we clicked at the same time, Buck. God damn it, Buck.
Next one. Chris Van Vliet versus Doug Benson. Doug Benson ends up winning this match in sudden death. They go six questions.
Sudden deaths I've seen in a while.
They had a series of three straight questions where neither one of them got the answer.
It was like five straight questions.
They both got the first two, and then they missed questions three, four, and five. And then Doug got question six.
What is Van Vliet's background again? Like, he has all those Emmys.
I think he's a commentator for wrestling or something.
So that's what I thought. He has a wrestling background, and he couldn't say that Jesse Ventura.
He must. Yeah, yeah. That's what Chris was complaining about last night. That was what Chris was complaining about last night.
Yeah, a lot of people brought it up. The fact that the wrestling guy doesn't know the...
The big things that I like to see in terms of a match is if a match can get to at least 20 points for a player. I feel like that shows that a player has done like really well.
Air conditioner on this? Yeah. Is it blowing cold air?
Thank you. So I mean, they got to that. Over 20, they got to that 20 threshold.
They had to go six questions in sudden death, but
questions into sudden death to get there. So it was 18-18 at the end of round three. Yeah. There was a lot of stumbles along the way. Van Vliet had a pretty big stumble with round two, and Doug Benson had some stumbles in round three. Mm-hmm.
Doug Benson did really good in sports in round two. He won there.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, they're both fun to see, though. They're both good. Who are we talking shit about this week? We talked shit about a few people already.
Yep, you missed it, Gundam.
I mean, I liked watching them play. I'm interested in seeing what they do next. I think that Doug Benson, of course, he has the information because he hosts shows about movies, so I'm interested to see what his schedule allows going forward.
It took him a while to even get a match after being signed like last August year.
And then I think that one big thing is for Van Vliet, it seems like he's okay. He needs a little work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a little rougher on the edges. Correct.
I think he just needs to study some more.
Like, this wasn't the kind of like celebrity type match that we've seen from something along the lines of, you know, like Paul Walter Hauser or Kevin Smith. But, you know, Doug Benson was fun. Every time he would get a question right, he'd go, "Yikes!" And then he'd say the correct answer.
He was high as hell the whole time too.
I bet you can see it in his eyes. That dude's blood weed content is like 6 point. It's like 4.20%.
Absolutely. I would love to stick around and talk about the Thomas Harper, but I got to feed my kids.
Don't match, worry about it.
So I apologize. I got to get out of here.
About it a lot on Friday.
Yeah, I know. Buck, Jeff, you guys are both great. Can't wait to hang out with you for the next pay-per-view or have you guys on Spin for the Reel. Thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate both of you guys, man.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Shug.
So, all right. Now we're going to talk shit on Shug.
Because he's not backstage, so we can't.
Yeah, I'm joking. I don't really have a whole lot to say. So, I mean, it was fine. Cool. We'll see what they do next. I think that it was like an okay, fine match, 18-18, and then a pretty shitty sudden death.
Yeah, that was a pretty rough sudden death.
Fucking jabroni motherfucker.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Let's move on. Okay. Gold Leader versus Harper. All right, so I don't want to spend too much time on this because over on everything else. We've shared our opinions. Incredible match. Awesome match. It was another one of those things of
one letter difference. And who knows how far in the sudden death that this one could have gone.
Love you. Wow. Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear. It was a one letter difference. Yeah. After this, I want to watch The Mask of Korra. But I think that it's scary to see these players where any one of them can and will be a champion at any point.
Yeah.
Because they're all playing at like the same level. And it's just a matter of which day is the one where they're the one that got one of these questions wrong or checked down to multiple choice.
You're kind of lagging for me there.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me at all?
You're like very pixelated on my end.
Shit. Am I good at all?
Sort of.
Can you hear me at least? Can you hear me?
It's very laggy. Like, it comes in like 3-4 seconds later.
Sorry. Give your thoughts real quick, and I'll be right back.
No, yeah, this was. I didn't get to talk about this on Friday as I had other plans. I was hanging out with Ashley there in the chat. We watched these matches together. It was a great match. I really enjoyed it. It just truly showed what sort of just unreal human that Thomas Harper, the major Thomas Harper, is. He was clicking on all cylinders in that match. He goes perfect in a 5-round match. That is unheard of. That is very rare that happens, that we get a competitor go perfect in a 5-rounder match. It's happened a lot this year, but before this year, it didn't really happen that much.
Am I good or?
No, you might want to reset like everything.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
So, Thomas Harper. Yeah, is a complete. I'm saying this. He's a psycho. Thomas Harper is a psycho when it comes to Star Wars knowledge. That man knows Star Wars so incredibly well that it is very exciting to watch him play Star Wars. I believe that was his fourth. Hold on, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that was his fourth match. And he's missed, I think, a total of, hold on, the only one I think he missed was against Ace. He's missed a total of 2 questions in all of Star Wars in his 4 match. Oh, 3 if you count the one he missed in Sudden Death against Ace. So 3 total misses for Thomas Harper throughout his 4 matches. But crazy. Gold Leader has missed less, but he still didn't win. Like, that's crazy to me.
It's just a matter of who gets what question. Sometimes.
Yeah, like Gold Leader before this match had missed 1 question. So he's missed 2 questions out of all 4 of his matches. Thomas has missed 3, yet Thomas is the tournament champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of hard to like just keep repeating, because at the end of the day it's like, oh man, it's crazy. They're all just so good. But I mean, what else can we say? Like it's impressive. And I've said it before, it's impressive considering I don't even know if most of those words are real words that they're asking. They could be literally making up the questions like then there, and like, they're not even things that are in Star Wars. I wouldn't know. I would have no idea. They're asking the name of like a fucking fish's mom, and they're like, oh, the name's like Sarah. And they're like, correct. And I'm like, I believe you. So it's ridiculous. It's crazy. And I'm continuously impressed in Harper, in Gold Leader, Burkett, and everyone else.
The entire Star Wars division is just crazy. You miss 1 question, you're done. You check down, you're done.
Hoey, Gillerin. They're all fucking psychos that they're able to like just study this deep into shit. So, but I think let's just go into the last one here. before my internet somehow shits the bed. Damn it.
Shandru the Chosen Dandapani versus the Spider Robert Parker. I wanted Parker to win this so damn bad. First
question. Parker misses.
Yeah.
And Shandru goes, "Oh, the first one hurts the worst." And then the second question, Shandru misses, and Parker goes, "Oh, the first one hurts the most." And my heart is beating so fucking fast. And then it became a case of one person checked down to multiple choice.
Yep.
And that was the story. And this time around, it was Parker. And you could tell Parker knew. Parker knew the answer, too.
He knew. He just wasn't 100% confident.
It was just, it was devastating because you also know, like, if he had Mungo, you know, he would have gotten the correct multiple choice, or he would have gotten the bonus question without a doubt. So it sucks that it didn't go that way. I'd love to hopefully see a better rematch in the future for them, but you know, now it's weird. I'm rooting for Kalinowski.
I want Kalinowski to wipe the floor with Shandru.
So the issue is, we know, like, here's the problem. Like, I want him to destroy him. We also know Challenger's too good for that to happen. So it's...
I can't wait to watch these promos, though. The promos between... Oh, speaking of promos, make sure you go to the Who Are They Real Entertainment channel and watch last week's pay-per-view hang and watch the promo that Thomas Harper cut on that stream. That was... Yeah,
it was...
Great. Amazing. That man knows how to cut a promo. That man just knows how to talk.
I'll pull up the video right now and put the link in the chat in case anyone is curious. It is just...
Galactus, yes. I want KO to wreck that wet weasel.
Wreck the wet weasel. Absolutely. Just fucking destroy him. Just absolutely annihilate him. So anyways, in the chat, I just put the link. We had him on, and there's a moment around the 40-minute mark. If you just listen, Harper goes on a thing about because Harper starts talking about how he doesn't tout his own abilities. But then he goes on this thing, and it basically is like, it doesn't matter who you are. I'm going to come, and I'm going to take you down. And it is captivating to listen to that.
Yeah.
It's great. I also want a crowd reaction to Chandru, only because I want to see the boos. And I know that those boos are going to cut through the, being a heel being booed at, to just genuinely booing. not really. But yeah, it's, I'm excited to see, I'm excited
to
see.
Is this at, Collision, or is this before Collision?
Corruption is already, no, there's two number one contender matches there, I think.
Yeah, it has to be before, because there is the, Saul Alba versus Haas Moses match at Collision. So they have to play this title match before then.
Yeah. So.
So it's going to probably be sometime in July, because it's not on the schedule.
Yeah, it's I think that it'll be an interesting day for sure. Collision will be very interesting. And it'll be a long hopefully day. Hopefully we'll have a very interesting post pay-per-view that we'll host and have some thoughts on, because it'll be a crazy day for sure. I think that it's going to be I'm knowing what happened, at least with like Twitter beforehand, with like Chandru and like Shannon and Mike and how they've gone up against each other. And, like, knowing that Mike is, like, their dislike of Chandru cuts through character to just being real life. I can't imagine what the friction is going to be like when they actually play each other. But I am excited to see it. I wish that he was playing Parker. But alas, Parker's day is still due. It'll happen. So I don't think there's going to be a Twitter war in the way that there was before, because the last time around was, I think that someone may be behind the scenes to crack down on what kind of Twitter war there may be, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's really it, because I mean, like, I don't know what else to share about it, because it's like, it's another case where it's a single point made all the difference in the world. And it's just, these are people that are playing. We got three levels of play this week out of these five matches.
Yeah. Yeah, we really got did.
The highest of the highest tier with Gold Leader in two of them, and then the third one being this Chandru Parker one. We got a mid-tier, like, fine match between Benson and Van Fleet, and we got a something.
We got something there. Yeah.
We got a match that one of them might have been able to put up. One of them might have lost if they were in a triple threat against RMB and Gucci.
Wow, that's a bit harsh.
Well, 4 points is a bit harsh.
That's true.
Love Sabrina. Love her. It was not a. Mike, look at you in here talking your shit. No, I'm not doing it.
I was checking it. I was like, is he going to do it?
I have the power. I can.
I know
it.
You do.
I'm not doing it because Mike isn't Jake. So.
That's probably why Jake doesn't come into our streams anymore.
He does every now and then.
Yeah, and then you time him out, and then he probably questions it as if he should.
No, he last time in our Facebook chat, he pointed out that I tagged that I timed him out, and then I pointed out, I said, like, well, yeah, of course, and I mean, that sounds in phrasing. That sounds very strange.
He's not wrong. You were shitting on Sabrina.
I mean, how do I put it? I don't know how else to put it. I feel like she could have lost a match against RMB and Gucci in a triple threat with that way. It sucks. She knows so much, and it didn't go her way. And I'm sorry, because she knows she is so knowledgeable. And that particular day was not her day, and that happens. And it sucks.
It happens to everyone.
That's the best way to describe how I feel about that specific matchup. What?
Yeah, I was saying that happens to everyone. Everyone has an off day.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, Jake, you should have heard me when we first started this, and I gave my immediate opinions on the FCL quote-unquote twist after the belt was won. I need to calm
down. It's a very tough line to navigate, us being these Schmodown commentators.
Able to be commentators, to know people behind the scenes, to be able to talk to people that participate in it, and just there's several different levels to navigate, and I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or
just
I think overall, yeah. All right. So Jake, I'll just reiterate it here. I said that,
I'm not in favor. I didn't like it at all.
If you were calling the Snyder Cut was a really solid movie. It was very long. It took fucking forever. And then it ends with Superman tearing open his shirt and you see the logo and it's like, yes, great. It ended great, just like the match ended. But then there was that fucking epilogue and everything went to shit. And that's how I feel about what happened afterwards. There were some bad creative choices that I believe occurred. Some people like that choice. Some people like the choices. Some people like.
I haven't talked to anyone that does like it, but I haven't
talked. That it was a bad call. I think that someone made a bad call. So,
it's their league. They can do what they want. I just don't think it was that great of a move.
Correct. It is their league. They get to do what they want. So, and with that, I'm done being negative until the next negative comment I decide to say.
Any last? But no, I think that's pretty much wraps up the talk for this week's matches. We, like you said, we got three tier matches. We got some really, really good ones. We got some decent ones, and we got ones that are. I'm not gonna go back and rewatch. Let's just say that. Yeah. So, but that's not the only content we do on this channel. Now, no, we do our Loki reviews. Okay, episode 2 drops tonight at midnight. And we will tomorrow at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. We will be doing our episode 2 Loki breakdown with me, you. I'm not sure if Dan's going to join us, but I know Kelsey is. So it'll be three of us there. I have to check with Dan if he's going to be up for it. I know he's
if he's available.
I just have to see if he.
Because I know he's got stuff going on. So other than that. Yeah. What else is that? Our normal show. We will work on reaching out and try to schedule people, but we've been like, you know, life gets busy. You know, lockdowns are coming on, are kind of coming up again, and so people are out doing like their lives and everything. So we've been busy and slacking off on trying to kind of book people. And does Kelsey even like Loki? Yes. You know. Yeah. So we're hoping that we can try and get some more panels back soon. Like obviously we're going to take a day at a time, week by week. We know that at the very least we could still do this because this is enjoyable just to talk about it. If we have someone on and talk about it, which is always a good fallback, because you know, it's fun. It gives us a chance to actually talk about it in a setting where it's not like, you know, eight people on screen at once. I think that we will hopefully have that soon. We are prepping to have the family show return on July 1st. That will be reconvening the panel. Hopefully we can get a couple guests in there for that, for discussing the F9, the Fast Saga. And then we'll work on the follow-up there as well. Other than that, we might still have some other stuff percolating. We do have our Shmomi the Real crossover after show that we do post pay-per-views that we alternate with the guys of Spin from the Real on Who Are They? Real Entertainment, their channel. This past Friday we were on there for like 2.5, almost 3 hours. Had a ton of great people pop in there. We had some great promos from Thomas Harper, as mentioned. The link is in the chat. As I put in there before. And so the next pay-per-view, which will be June 25th, I believe that'll be on our channel. That'll be great. That'll be a lot of fun. And other than that, I mean, outside of this, I am working on a project with AJ Lancaster of What the Show podcast. We are doing tentatively, it's 14 parts, maybe it'll grow. 14 part, totally relevant podcast, breaking down the Air Bud films, all of them, all 14 Air Bud films, week to week. And we will be releasing we will start to release those soon. We have a couple in the can. Detailing them and their interconnectivity as the Air Bud cinematic universe. It's a weird one. It's super weird. It's one of the weirdest things that I'm doing in this space right now. And yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else to plug other than that's my Twitter. Follow it. Follow our.
Yep, that's Jeff's Twitter. This is my Twitter and Instagram, BrandonBuck88. Make sure to give us. Yeah, make sure to give the show Twitter, which is the one at the very, very bottom, Shmomi Money, a follow, and you can see everything that we're doing. like we said, we got the Loki show tomorrow at 4:30 Pacific. Then we got the family show coming back July 1st, where we're going to have a massive panel. I feel like it's going to end up being a full block. We're going to probably have the max we can do of the 10 people. So it's going to be interesting to see there. But it's going to be fun. I'm very excited to watch it. So everyone, thanks for tuning in. We will see you all next time.